what Mary Berry called it, the youth summer youth program.
Oh, summer youth
so
employment
they
program.
Would pick somebody who was interested. In fact, one of them ended up working for Little Foot on and off for over 10 years.
Wow.
but he would get some. And I can remember we'd be running an errand downtown. And so many of these kids who had grown up in Northeast had never been downtown.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
They're like, where are we?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, well, this is down. This is considered downtown D.C.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been here. They've never been to a museum until they went with us for something. I think it happens less so now with the subway and all of that. Mm.
But I think it's still a reality that people. A lot of people tend to stay in their neighborhood, and
yes.
That's their world.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So. Hmm.
And don't know
mm-hmm.
what's beyond.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it was also, I know Lou had one of his suppliers had a place in Silver Spring.
Hmm.
And Lou had a helper, because Lou doesn't drive, who would not run an errand for Lou in Maryland.
Hmm.
And he grew up in Northeast D.C. He said, I don't go to Maryland.
Hmm.
I don't go to Maryland. I'll go any place for you, but I'm not driving to Maryland.
It's a different world, I guess.
Different world, and it was a fear of
mm-hmm.
the police and so forth.
Mm-hmm.